Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something
Go.
Without warning, love.
All right, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great Dennis Prager. Such an honor and a pleasure to be sitting in for Dennis Prager. Once again, I want to thank everybody. Well, first off, I want to thank the Pragers. Dennis, and obviously his wife, Sue. I also want to thank Sean McConnell, who's in my ear, Alan Estrin, the producer. Thank you so much, Alan, for having me back on. Gabe Cassiano has got my back right here at AM 950, The Answer, in Orlando, theanswerorlando.com. I got some serious things that I want to talk about, and of course, I'll bring whatever breaking news we might have to you. I do want to offer this right off the bat. There was some breaking news right before I came on that Sam Brinton, you know, the guy that worked for the Biden administration that was stealing women's clothing. Apparently, he's a fugitive at this point. He's a fugitive from justice. There's a warrant out for his arrest. So that just broke. I'll follow up with more details as more details become available. And I want to offer this to you because I've been thinking big time, obviously, about 2024 and elections that have already transpired here in 2023. And I understand that a lot of people are anxious about where this country is headed and honestly where we're at. We've turned into we have an authoritarian dictatorship, in my opinion, in the White House with the Biden administration. And I'll get into that. So there's some specific issues I want to address. But I want to get deep with you today. I know there's a lot of news. There's a lot of distractions out there. There's a lot of great headlines. Obviously, the debt ceiling issue. We'll spend a little time on that. I'll talk about that a little bit. I know the Democrats they like the idea of raising the debt ceiling $1.5 trillion. They're okay with that, working with Kevin McCarthy on that, but they don't want any other cuts. So we'll talk about that because there's some moral implications when it comes to money that I think we need to talk about. Guys, we have the moral authority on the right, and we need to understand that and we need to embrace that. I'm going to be talking about Daniel Penney. I want to talk about the criminalization of self-defense. I want to give you some takeaways on that, things that you should be concerned about, things that we should be looking out for. I want to talk about illegal immigration, and I have the opinion that we need to end birthright citizenship as of yesterday. I'll get into that, and I know a lot of people might be out there and you think that Jesus was a refugee. I'll end that nonsense. That's a complete and utter lie. It is not biblical, and sadly, a lot of Christians buy into this, and I think it's in part, I'm sorry to say it, I think it's due to cowardice. I don't think it's due to intellect. I don't think it's due to research. I think it's just the easy route. It's succumbing to your feelings. And we are not to do that as Christians. We are to succumb to biblical truth, objective truth. And that's how we win the day. So I got to tell you, I am actually a little more encouraged than I expected to be. And I think perhaps you'll see why, because I'm excited about the fights that are in front of us. I know a lot of people are, and listen, Ron DeSantis announced that it appears as though Ron DeSantis is going to be jumping into the presidential race in about a week. You know, Trump is, I mean, just running away in the national polls. It's going to be hard for anybody to take out Trump. I'm just being frank with you. The guy has a 30-point head start. But I'm of this opinion because I'm not going to go too deeply into that today. I think the nastier the fight gets between Trump and DeSantis, the weird thing is, I think the more likelier they are to be teams in the end. And perhaps if we have time, I'll explain that. But I actually think, at least for today, there's more pressing issues that I would like to talk about. By the way, the number to call into the program, 1-8-PRAGER-776. That is 1-877-243-7776. Guys, don't forget to go to DennisPrager.com. You can check out all of Dennis's articles there. He prints them every Tuesday. Do not forget about his podcast with Julie Hartman. She was on yesterday. I got to hear some of that. She did a fantastic job, as always. So Dennis and Julie podcast. Don't forget PragerTopia.com. Someone reached out to me earlier and said, Carl, I want to hear you on Dennis Prager, but I'm a working man and so on. Said, listen, PragerTopia.com. That'll be up. I'm sure you'll be able to hear this show today. PragerU.com. 5-minute videos that are literally changing the world. I have been really focused on a lot of the videos when it comes to climate change and energy with PragerU. I do believe that that is one of the tools that the left will use to fundamentally transform America. I think that is a fight that we must get in. I think that's a fight that we need to start speaking out about loudly and demanding that our legislators do something about it. Go to PragerU.com, check out all of those videos. And I would say if you have any college-age young kids, especially if you're paying for their college, I would demand that the only way I continue paying for their college, and I'm being dead serious with you, is if they watch PragerU, because you're going to have to clean up all that brainwashing that's happening on college campuses. So, or maybe you send them a video and just say, hey, just tell me what you think about this, but get your young men and women watching PragerU. I think that is very, very important. They have a fantastic ministry here on the Prager Show, but also at PragerU. I do consider it a ministry, and I don't. I'm using that word on purpose. So let me say this. You know, I have to apologize to you. I thought about this through the night. Sometimes when I'm preparing for a show, I just love to sit and think, and then I'm hurried because I have some columns that I want to read through and this and that. But sometimes I just need time to sit and think. And it hit me that whenever I fill in, whether it's for Prager, the Officer Tatum, Mike Gallagher, one of the national hosts, there's this sense of urgency that I always try to convey about election integrity. And I do think that it is something that needs to be conveyed. And I do believe that it is something that Republicans should be fighting for wherever we are, whatever states that we control. We should make sure that elections are both fair and free. And states that we do not control, I do believe that we need to ballot harvest where legal. But I got to apologize to you, because I think at times what I've done is overemphasize the importance of election integrity. But what I have not done was overemphasize the importance of people of integrity showing up for elections. I want to make sure you catch that. At times, I have overemphasized election integrity. And I even want to be kind of cautious in how I say that, because it's a very important issue and it matters. But also, I didn't balance that out. And the truth of the matter is, guys, we can still save this country. We can still roll stuff back. But what it's going to require is that people of integrity show up at elections. They did overwhelmingly for Trump in 2020. However, in subsequent elections, you'd be hard pressed to find conservatives showing up at the ballot box like we need to. And I sat there and I thought about this and I was like, what's going on? Are people just discouraged? What is it? You feel powerless. You feel helpless. I got to admit to you, at times, so do I. But I really feel like I'm a Christian, and I'm not ashamed of it. I felt like the Spirit of God literally was just like, Carl, victory is still at hand. Don't be discouraged. And I'm going to talk about some very important issues. But I want you to understand, you don't have to be discouraged. People of integrity, listen to me. Let's show up. Let's show up at these elections. As long as the people of integrity show up at the ballot box, as long as the people of integrity get involved in the voting system, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. We'll turn this country around. But I want to bring some things to your attention because I like to focus on macro issues. And I will, again, mix in the news. There's several headlines. I don't want to be, I want to make sure that you walk away informed. I always attempt to do and try to do when I'm on. But I want to talk about this exculpatory witness that emerged in the in Daniel Penny's case. There's a Gibson Go fund out there for Daniel Penny. Daniel Penny is the Marine subway hero that restrained a mentally ill, sorry to say it, criminal. It was tragic. And Jordan Neely. And the left is trying to use this to make this guy out to be the next George Floyd or the next Trayvon Martin. But also there's something that they're doing that's really important. They are criminalizing self-defense. And I'm going to offer a caution. This is going to sound racist, but it's so true. I'm going to offer a caution to white people when we give back. Carl Jackson in for Dennis Prager. We'll be right back.
Natural disasters, airline cancellations, and runway near misses, supply chain issues, inflation, rising interest rates, and sky-high government debt. This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's a lot in the news about what consumers cannot control, so let's talk about what you can control. You can control how you choose to invest and protect your wealth. That's why I choose to do business with Nick Grovich and his company, AmFed Coin and Bullion. Now is a great time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. With over 41 years' experience and tens of thousands of satisfied clients, Nick will help you make informed decisions and show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. AmFed Coin and Bullion will sell you the right types of precious metals to get the maximum value for your money. Take control of your investments like I did. Call Nick and his team at AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
All right, the number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-877-243-7776. Guys, you can check out my podcast, thecarljacksonshow.com is where you can find it, or wherever you go to get your podcast, Apple, Google, Spotify. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Carl Jackson Show, or my Rumble channel if you guys hate on YouTube. I understand we're on Rumble as well, The Carl Jackson Show, on all things social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, True Social, Getter, The Carl Jackson Show, at The Carl Jackson Show. I think at Twitter and Getter, it's at Carl Jackson Show. But if you type in The, it'll pop up. And callers, I see you out there. The phone boards are already lighting up. I promise you, I will get to you if you're patient. But I do have to go through some material. So Glenn, Tom, Carol, Mike, I see you out there, and I intend and hope to get to every single one of you. I value the callers here. But I do want to talk about what's happening with the issue of self-defense and the criminalization of self-defense. I remember the first time that I was fortunate and blessed to be able to sit in for Dennis Prager. My other buddy, Dennis, Nostradamus of the American Adversaries, sat in with me. And for whatever reason, I don't even recall what was happening at that particular time and moment. But we talked about the issue of self-defense. So it must have been a similar case like this one with Daniel Penny, the hero Marine, and Jordan Neely. Unfortunately, a mentally ill man that was allowed to run free and cause havoc and chaos as a result of the horrible leadership of the DA in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, the horrible New York City mayor, Eric Adams, that has never run away from a camera. The guy just looks at cameras as an opportunity to strut his stuff. There's always a fashion show and going on with this guy and this sense of superiority. The guy is a complete and utter joke. Honestly, New Yorkers, I hate to say this, but you get what you deserve. The guy is a disaster already. And then you got the nanny of New York, Kathy Hochul. Anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I do want to bring to you the criminalization, or I do want to talk about the criminalization of self-defense and what's going on. Guys, I want to share something with you. Again, we are the moral, or God is our moral authority. This is how we defeat the left. We don't back away from God. We don't run away from our beliefs. We don't run away from Judeo-Christian values. We press into them. And this is how we defeat the left. I know a lot of people are concerned about the abortion issue. How can we win with abortion? And guys, listen, there is more of us than there is of them. All we need is for people with integrity to show up at elections, and not just federal elections, but local elections. You understand, the numbers are in our favor, as President Trump would say, hugely, hugely. They are hugely in our favor. They really are. We don't have to be discouraged. We just have to show up, and we have to show up every single time. We have to go online and find out who's our state rep, who's our state senator, who's our county commissioner. And we've got to make sure that there are no special elections around. A lot of people are going back and forth. I know there's a back and forth between DeSantis and Trump over what happened. And was it Jacksonville losing the mayoral race? Guys, I'm sorry. That isn't an opportunity to attack each other. Sadly, that's an opportunity to mourn. That's a wake-up call. And I got to be frank with you. I'm disappointed that neither one of the candidates seem to have gotten that. It's upsetting. Guys, I'm a call balls and strikes. I go back to the Word of God. I believe in objective truth. I believe in biblical truth. And I believe in the Constitution. And that's where I'm always going to lie. I believe in we the people. I'll be frank with you. I'm a Trump supporter, but I love DeSantis too. But here's the way that I look at both of them, because I just want to get this out of the way. They work for us. They work for us, doggone it. That's the way that I see it. That's the way that I feel. Love Trump. Love DeSantis. Trump gets in. I think he's more likely to be the next president of the United States. Guess what? I love Trump. He works for me when he's president. That's the way that I see it. And frankly, that's the way you should too. And if you don't see it that way, then I think you really don't understand the Constitution. I'm just being frank. I'm just being frank. I'm just being honest with you. Let's go back. I want to help you, Sean, Mr. McConnell. I'm going to help out my white brothers and sisters today. Actually, I'm going to help out everybody. But I'm going to pay some special attention to my white brothers and sisters, because I want you to understand what's happening with this Daniel Penny case. We can't go past it. There's some bigger issues that have occurred this week that we cannot go past. We cannot continue to walk past illegal immigration. We cannot pass what happened with the DOJ, with the FBI, and what they did in 2016, 2020. I don't care what CNN, I don't care what MSNBC is saying. These are the bigger issues of the day. These are the issues that I'm going to talk about. But white people, listen up. What they're doing to Daniel Penny is absolutely disgraceful. It's disgraceful. And we should be standing up with him. Donate to his account. Give, send, go. Because it isn't about Daniel Penny. It really isn't. He just happens to be the victim right now. It's about you. It's about your ability to be able to defend yourself. And let me tell you something. In case you don't make the connection, it's really about God over government. Oh, Carl, you're preaching to me. You're doggone right I am. This is a battle of big government versus big God. And I believe that my God is bigger than government. You see, self-defense is natural. I've explained this before. Guys, I want you to go to your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever, your friend, whomever you're sitting next to, and just ask them, or someone that's nearby, ask them to pretend, you know what's coming. Pretend as if they're throwing something at you. Well, they got to make it look realistic, right? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to flinch. Why would you flinch? You will flinch because self-defense is natural. It is a God-given attribute that he has imparted in every single one of us. The ability to fight back, or the desire to fight back. He has put that in every single one of us. I know there's this fight and flight thing, but for the most part, a simple somebody tries to attack you, you're going to do something to defend yourself. What the left wants to do is get rid of that. I want to tell you that what has happened to Daniel Penny is a disgrace. This guy is arrested for defending himself and others while white. That's his crime. He decided to defend himself and others while white. But there's other things the left is going to try to do or are trying to do or accomplish with this case. And you need to be vocal about this case. Listen to me. This is no longer the time to pipe down. This is the time to speak up. This is the time to be brave. Your country is on the line, damn it. And I mean it. The left wants to scare witnesses from speaking out and coming forward. That's their goal. They want to get rid of that natural God-given attribute. And they want to criminalize self-defense. And they want to make would-be heroes second-guess their actions. We'll get into this more deeply on the other side.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free offer with promo code Prager. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners square to the buy one, get one free offer. Enter promo code Prager or call 800-761-6302 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now.
Okay, and callers, I see you out there. I promise I'm going to get to you. Just be patient with me. I'm going to the phone board is just absolutely lighting up. But let me go ahead and continue with saving some of my white brothers and sisters and saving America real quick. You can listen, guys, and I'm going to get into this in the third hour because Joe Biden said something earlier in the week that I need to address. He talked about this, that white supremacy is the most dangerous domestic threat or something to that effect. I'll get the quote right. But no, he's a liar. The left are a bunch of liars. That isn't true. We now know that the FBI, we also know that the CDC and some of these bureaucratic agencies are the great, along with the Biden administration, are the greatest threat to our democracy. And I would also say this, I have to tell you the truth. Sadly, so are some black supremacists. I'll give you some stories that no one seems to be talking about in the news. Sean, I don't know why. I don't know why the news wouldn't cover black people that are literally killing white people because they're white. I have no idea why the national media would never cover that. I just don't know. Now, getting back to my homeboy, Daniel Penny. Daniel Penny, that's a hero that's being prosecuted in by Alvin Bragg, and the race baiters are out there to get him when the guy is a hero and he was doing hero's work, if you will. Again, understand the complexity of the case. It's really this simple. Daniel Penny is guilty of defending himself while white, but the left is on a mission. They want to make sure that they scare witnesses in the future from speaking out, not just in this case, but in the future. They don't want them to be able to come forward anymore. You've heard the term stitches get snitches. What the left wants to do is make sure that that mentality permeates through all of society and culture. Why? Because the left needs chaos. They hate law and order. They need chaos. Without law and order, they can bring in chaos. They can bring in confusion. And let me use another C word, cowardice. That's what the left is attempting to do, not just with Daniel Penny, but any one of these cases that are going to pop up. And I'm here to warn you. I'm here to tell you there are going to be more cases that the left is going to pay attention to leading up to 2024 because all they do is exploit black people. And unfortunately, a lot of black people are spoon-fed by the Democrat Party, so they believe everything they say, and so they will go along with the narrative and never pay attention to any facts. And I'll give you some proof of that. But the left also wants to criminalize self-defense. So this is where we're at. Hat tip revolver news. Game-changing witness emerges with crucial information that could alter Daniel Penny's destiny. See, so a strap hanger And a witness on the subway said this, and I quote, that she's praying for Penny after it was revealed the 24-year-old was going to face charges tied to the high-profile case. Here's a quote from that female witness who, by the way, wants to remain anonymous. Why? Because I would probably be scared for my life, too, if I lived in New York City with a bunch of left-wing radicals. She says, I hope he has a great lawyer, and I'm praying for him, and I pray that he gets treated fairly. I really do, because after all of this ensued, I went back and I made sure that I said thank you to him. Now, here's the problem. If the prosecution was fair, Penny would have never been arrested. But I appreciate this young lady saying this. Guys, I want you to understand this. I wrote about this years ago. Black thugs aren't black heroes. I'm so sick of this crap. Black thugs are not black heroes. I'm tired of black thugs getting the accolades that black real heroes should get. I'm saddened that Jordan Neely is dead and gone. But I don't blame Daniel Penny for what he allegedly did. I'll follow up when we get back and take your calls. I want to go into further to what this witness had to say. This guy should be walking free today. Show him your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the great Dennis Prager. I'm going to be talking about birthright citizenship. That is a big issue. Getting rid of birthright citizenship is a very big issue, as well as this parole status for illegal immigrants. Let me just bring you some of the news, and then I want to go to calls, and then I want to dive into this issue of what's happening at the border crisis, because it is a very disgusting thing. And sadly, I think there are a lot of people that would claim that they're compassionate, and certainly. Some of my brothers and sisters in the faith would claim that they're compassionate by allowing illegal immigrants to just flood and invade our country. Nothing could be further from the truth. You're not compassionate. You're misinformed. And I would argue that because you're uninformed and don't know some of the horror stories of what's happening with illegal immigration and the cruelty involved in illegal immigration, perhaps you're a little more cruel then you are compassionate. That's kind of hard to swallow, right? But it's true. I'll get into it. 8-year-old migrant girl dies in Biden administration custody. Second child death this month. But no one on the left or mainstream media seems to be in hysterics. Here's another headline. Montana becomes the first state to ban TikTok. And I mean outright. You got Cori Bush, Congresswoman Cori Bush, now wants $14 trillion in reparations. That's fascinating. This coming from a Congresswoman, perhaps. I hate to say this because I don't like to just be mean and provocative. That isn't my goal. But literally, she's got to be the dumbest chick in Congress. She really has to be. I know she would compete with AOC and some of the other ladies on the squad, but this chick is straight up Compton Carlotta. I hate to say it, but it's just the fact that she is in Congress is frankly an indictment on her voters. Also this Trump massive lead in the GOP primary. He's kicking booty right now. So that's a part of the headlines as well. Okay. Let me do this before I dive into this issue with illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is a very big deal. I think all of us understand what the left is trying to do. I'll go into some points in the last hour. This gentleman, young man, called in about Jay Morant. He wanted to get my take on that. And what he said is absolutely true. Sadly, entire black community, but typically in lower income black community, if you live in the hood, that's part of the lifestyle. Drugs, gangs, women, guns, illegal weaponry. And I do believe that Morant had a responsibility because of his position and his profile to be careful. However, I want to say this. He didn't do anything illegal. Now, he did break NBA rules. He's an employee of the NBA, essentially. So they are free to punish him as they please. I think that's the wrong move. Frankly, if they really wanted to help young black men that might be going in the wrong direction, or anyone that might be going in the wrong direction and using guns illegally, what they would do is have Ja Morant go to an NRA course, learn gun safety, and I think they should put that online. Have him learning the rules of using guns safely, create a different narrative. But these fools are so woke, they would never think about it. But what the caller said is true. Unfortunately, that is true. A lot of young men in the black community see this, and unfortunately, that's kind of what many of them want to be. So we've got to make sure that they see other things. And by the way, I'm going to talk about in the third hour, you will not be able to win the black community by pandering to the black community. I'll share with you some things that Donald Trump did. And again, I think I'm a little different when it comes to the black community and going after the black community as far as voting is concerned. I think I have a different take than most people. I've ironed this out a little bit in my mind. I'll talk about it in the third hour of the program. But I do want to get to some of your calls in this segment. I am going to ask you guys to go as quickly, be as quick and concise as you possibly can. Let's go to Tim. Tim is in Glendora, California. He's been waiting for some time. Tom, I'm sorry, Tom. Tom, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You've got the mic.
Hey, it's an honor to talk to you, Carl. I'll be real quick.
Thank
Two
you.
Quick points. Number one, you are a brilliant, courageous, Christian, truth-telling, patriotic warrior engaged in the sacred ministry of trying to defeat Satan before he takes over and kills the best God-based nation on this earth. You're exposing the Marxist leftists who want to destroy us, including Joe Biden, B-L-I-E-D-E-N. That's point number one. We all got to do what you're doing. Point number two, if you say, oh, Tom, you old man, you're exaggerating. I call out a story that broke a couple days ago. Dodgers to honor anti-Catholic drag right. group at a pride event. And Marco Rubio said it all. He wrote a great letter to MLB commissioner, whatever his name is, it doesn't matter. And he told him, look, these guys are the work of the devil. They insult Jesus and Mary, the stations of the cross. They misquote Jesus when he spoke in John 8:11, go forth and sin no more. And they say, go forth and sin some more. They're an absolute
right.
stark evidence of the battle that we've got to win to beat Satan. Thank you, Carl, for being one of the best heroes and Christians ever. And we all need to be like you. God bless you.
God bless you, and I'm sure I need to be like you guys. Honestly, I really appreciate the kind words, but I got to tell you, since Biden has been in, I mean, my wife could tell you, I have cussed like I haven't cussed since I've been saved. So God help me. I need some help. Dennis, actually, Julie Hartman talked about this yesterday. Praise God, they have done a flipperoo. They have turned things around, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I'm not going to lie, I was struggling. Guys, I'm a Dodgers fan. I mean, I don't even watch the Lakers anymore. I can't lie to you because I can't stand LeBron James. So I don't watch the Lakers. And I used to love the Lakers. I mean, I was obsessed. I grew up on the Lakers, man. Showtime basketball, Kobe and Shaq. Kobe, the best basketball player ever. What? Be quiet. Best basketball player ever. I love the Lakers, but I couldn't watch them once LeBron James got on the team. I refused to watch them until he leaves, frankly. But I still found comfort in my Dodgers. I know they did some woke things in the past, but man, I just, you know, when it comes to playoff baseball, there's just nothing like it. So I was devastated when I heard the news, but I took to Twitter and I was like, that's it. I'm a former fan. I'm glad to announce that I'm back on the bandwagon. I didn't want to have to give them up. I'm not going to lie to you. I was struggling. I was really struggling, man. I love me some baseball. So anyway, It is what it is. Julie Hartman did an excellent job talking about this yesterday. And speaking of that, let me just go through this real quick. Dennis and Julie podcast. Dennis and Julie talk about the degradation of intellect. So Dennis and Julie lament the degradation of intellect in society. You can check that out in their latest podcast. I think their podcast drops every Tuesday. Is that correct, Sean? So. Okay, so every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, you can check out the Dennis and Julie podcast, all right? So please do that. All right, guys, I only have a little time left before the break. Callers, don't go anywhere. I'll get to you. Carol, Mike, Neil, Joe, Brent, Mike in Detroit, I will make sure that I get to you all. The number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. We got to talk about the border crisis. We got to end birthright citizenship yesterday. I'll talk about that next. We'll be back.
The Dennis Prager Show.
All right, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Dennis Prager. You can check out my podcast, The Carl Jackson Show. Go wherever you go to get your podcast. I'm on Apple, Google, Spotify, you name it. Subscribe to the podcast, our YouTube channel, The Carl Jackson Show on YouTube, The Carl Jackson Show on Rumble. If you prefer to watch it, please rate, review it. Give us a 5. That'll help us move up the charts. We would sincerely appreciate that. All things social media. At The Carl Jackson Show. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook, True Social, Getter. Let me just read this real quick, and then I want to get back to the calls here. But this is a very disgusting person, in my opinion. Christian Amanpour was speaking to the Columbia University journalism graduates. When she said CNN shouldn't have given Trump the town hall and points to blacklisting of Joseph McCarthy as a model for suppressing him. Okay, guys, we live in America. We have free speech. Guys, I'm telling you right now, again, let me reiterate. There's more of us than there are of them. We just need people of integrity to show up for elections. You know, I stress the importance of election integrity, and that is vitally important. But I am telling you right now that if people of integrity that are sick and tired of these communist Marxists that have invaded our country, I shouldn't say they invaded. They've been here. They benefited from it. We just got to fight back. There's more of us. These people live on moral bandwagons. I don't care if it's CRT, I don't care if it's DEI, I don't care if it's the new trans movement. These people have no moral core, so they grab onto anything that will make them feel morally superior. Who is Christian Amanpour at a school of journalism, which, by the way, tells you that you should not go to Columbia University, and there will be no journalists coming out of there unless they buck the system, which I highly doubt it. First Amendment. It doesn't exist with these people. We're not dealing with Democrats. We're not dealing with regular Democrats. We're not dealing with liberals. We are dealing with straight up communists pretending to be Democrats. You have to understand that. You have to understand that. Let me give you some solutions, and then I want to go to the callers before I start breaking this down. I'm going to talk primarily about ending birthright citizenship, but there are several things that need to be done. Or several things that can be done in order to end this border crisis. This isn't rocket science, folks. It isn't rocket science. But I will focus on birthright citizenship because I got to be honest with you. I am so sick and tired of the left literally co-opting and piggybacking off of the suffrage of slaves. I want you to hear that. This is the way we got to fight back against these fools. Forgive me. We cannot play nice. I don't want to get along with communists. I don't want to get along with the Marxists. I don't care. I don't care if I'm disliked by blacks. I don't care if I'm disliked by white liberals. I don't care. God has put us on this or in this country for a reason. I think we have a responsibility to keep America free. And I'll tell you why, primarily. Goes back to my Christian faith. I believe that America is so free so that we could free other nations. And I'm not talking militarily. I'm talking spiritually. We're supposed to be the shining city on the hill. We're supposed to be the people that reserve freedom. People should be looking at us from around the world and say, man, like they used to, we want to be Americans. They follow Judeo-Christian values. And as a result of that, God has blessed them. And I honestly believe that if America is free, we can send out people to share the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the world. And so, yeah, I have an agenda. I have an agenda. You want to end the border crisis? This isn't rocket science. Restore, remain in Mexico. Man, isn't it funny? Because the Biden administration actually did put that back in place, yet they said this was not a good idea for Trump to do it. Did you guys catch that? End birthright citizenship, which I'll get into. Complete the wall. I want to deport all illegals. Girl, you're so mean. You're so nasty. No, you are. I'll prove it to you in just a sec. I want a 6 to 8 year moratorium on all immigration. I'm sorry to do it to legal immigrants because we want legal immigrants. We allow 1 million people approximately in the United States every year. That's legal immigration. That isn't the invaders coming to our country, into our country illegally. And I'm okay with allowing skills-based immigration. Don't give me this crap that we need illegals to pick our food and all this. Who are you, John McCain? No, we do not. We got plenty of machinery that does that. Or you got Americans that would do it if they're paid more and if they're not getting welfare checks. By the way, this is one of the issues that I just want to speak on quickly before I go to calls. Because we have this debt ceiling issue that's coming upon us. Frankly, I didn't even want the Republicans to work with the left. But the Republicans are offering a $1.5 trillion raise in the debt limit, but they want some spending cuts and they want some work programs associated with welfare. And you got Hakeem Jeffries and these communists in the Democrat Party that are saying, no, no, no. Listen, we have the moral authority. The Bible teaches us. Where do you get your moral authority from? I want you to think about that. Where do you get your moral authority from? Where does the left get their moral authority from? They don't know. I know where I get my moral authority from. I get it from the Word of God. I get it from the Bible. They have no clue. These people jump on moral bandwagons because they are empty, because they are purposeless. They have no meaning in life. So they're looking to attach themselves to something because they just want to feel good. But guys, we have right on our side. We're morally right when we adhere to our Judeo-Christian values. And it's not because we're morally superior. It's because we know they work. They work. So let me take some calls and then I'll get into Jesus was not a refugee and ending birthright citizenship. We just got a minute before the break. Let me go to Carol. That's in St. Paul, Minnesota. Carol, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You got the mic.
Thank you, Carl. I love Lord Jesus, and I've been reading my Bible, and I found two scriptures that will help win the election. One is 2 Chronicles 7:14.
We got 30 seconds, Carol, so you got to make it quick.
Everybody knows what that scripture is. The other one is James 5:7 that tells us that if we ask for wisdom, he will give it to us. And I'm open to the other people that have scriptures that would help us with the election.
Thank you, Carol. Actually, I got some for you. I'll share with you later. Thank you, Carol, from Minnesota. I appreciate you being out there and waiting so patiently. We'll be back. Carl Jackson in for Dennis Prager. Mr. Mikado playing the best music in the business. I don't know why whenever I come on and he's here, I just want to dance. I'm typically not like that. He's like, talk, Carl. Freaking spit it out. Anyway, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. The number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. Also, 1-877-243-7776. I just want to remind you guys to go to DennisPrager.com. You can check out all things Dennis Prager, but I particularly go there to check out his columns on Tuesday. So you can check that out. Go to PragerTopia.com if you want to listen to his show uninterrupted. Also, PragerU.com. Guys, this is a ministry. I am dead serious about this. I love what Dennis Prager, I love what Alan Estrin and Marissa are doing at PragerU. Honestly, man, this is one of the best ministries out there against fighting back against the left that are trying to destroy this nation. So make sure you share these videos. You can literally PragerU.com, click in any subject. And I'm like, they've covered everything. And in just 5 minutes, you're like, oh, my Lord, I didn't know that. And you are armed, metaphorically speaking, of course, to go out and take on the left. And this is exactly what we need to do. I know that I'm being a little harsh, but I hope that I'm providing a little bit of encouragement too. Guys, I think this fight for the United States of America is worth having. I'm actually getting a little excited about it because it is such an awesome responsibility that God has given us, no doubt, but we can win. But it's got to be an all hands on deck mission. We cannot relax on off year elections, special elections. We have to pay attention to what's going on in our community. We have to show up for those elections. I missed one. I recently moved. It's been a couple of years, or at least my family did, out of one county that we were really used to and we're more informed. We moved into a different county, and I'm not as informed, frankly, with some of the local people, and I'm trying to get there, and I missed an election, and I feel horrible about it. I simply didn't know, and so bad host, but that won't happen again. We have to get informed. But I want you to understand, I'm not just here trying to bash you upside the head. We can defeat the left. We can be, and we can talk about election integrity, and Lord knows I do, because it is vital. I don't want to minimize it, but I am telling you, and I'm here to encourage you, that if people of integrity show up for elections, there's not as large of a concern about election integrity. So make sure you show up, take somebody with you, register some voters, get involved. Let me just share this real quick, and then I want to go back to my callers, because many people are confused. Many people of faith are confused, and I'm speaking to people of faith. You're an evangelical, you're a Catholic, you're Jewish. You have a heart for God, and you want to be compassionate. But what if you're being cruel when it comes to open borders? And what if you're being biblically inaccurate when it comes to open borders? Jesus wasn't a refugee. There was like this ad campaign going around on TV, basically giving permission, if you will, to open borders, because we're people of faith. And so for some reason, we should allow for open borders. Like, first off, that's just God is a God of law and order. Read the Ten Commandments. I mean, this stuff astonishes me, that we have so many Christians that are still drinking milk when they should be chomping on steaks. But they're out there. They exist. And I know they have great intentions, but your great intentions or your good intentions are doing a lot of damage. There's a scripture that a lot of people will pay attention to that are Christians and people of faith that are on this open borders nonsense. And it is Matthew 2:13-15, and it reads as such. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. How much time, Sean? Out of Egypt I called my son. That's Matthew 2:13-15. I'll address that next, and then I promise you I'm going right back to your calls.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Dennis Prager. The number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776 or 1-877-243-7776. Again, check out DennisPrager.com. That's his website. You can get all of the podcasts at PragerTopia.com, uninterrupted. Of course, PragerU.com, 5-minute videos that are changing the world. Again, I want to just take the time to thank Dennis Prager and Sue for allowing me to sit in on this program. I also want to offer my condolences to Otto for their loss of Otto, obviously their English bulldog. And so, man, they're not humans, but I'm telling you, man, they leave a huge void. It's really painful when our dogs, Bella and Casper, pass away. I would have never thought in a million years I could feel that type of pain and love, frankly, for animals. But anyway, I want to say that. And thank you, Alan Estrin, for inviting me back. Really appreciate it. Sean McConnell, that's in my ear. Gabe Cassiano, that has my back right here at The Answer, Orlando, AM 950, The Answer. Before I go back to callers, and again, I got a lot to get to this hour. So callers, if you would make your calls as quick and concise as possible. Next up, we have Neil, Joe, Brent, and Gary. But I see Eric, Sister Mary, Wayne, Kevin. We'll try to get to all of you. I will ask that you keep the calls concise. However, let me just share this story because I mentioned it in the last hour. And this refers to Trump. All right. So and actually Biden. Biden is an absolute disaster. And by the way, there's news that just broke that apparently Dianne Feinstein, her condition is way worse than anyone had anticipated. I mean, they want her out. Had to Daily Wire. Dianne Feinstein is facing far worse or worse than previously known or symptoms than previously known. She's suffering from vision and balance impairments as well as facial paralysis. Because her shingles spread to her face and neck, sources have disclosed to the New York Times. These sources also said that the senator developed encephalitis, which causes swelling of the brain that can lead to complications such as memory loss, language problems, and confusion. Anyway, that's the latest on Dianne Feinstein. Okay, so let me just Dianne Feinstein. What's the guy in John Fetterman, Joe Biden? Joe Biden, absolute disaster. So Democrats are racing to avoid a Biden embarrassment in New Hampshire. Now, a lot of people were paying attention to the fact that Trump went on CNN. And that's obviously you want to see what would happen with that. He gets to make his case to perhaps some in a new audience. But beyond that, I knew what was happening in New Hampshire, and what was happening in New Hampshire is what this story from Politico is breaking. And that is, listen, Republicans run the state House and Senate if I recall correctly, in New Hampshire. Biden was trying to move the primaries up so that South Carolina would be the first primary because he thought it would benefit him if he were to be challenged, which he is, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And it would also help because he's got Kamala Harris, you know, on the ticket. So he wanted, and she's very popular with black women, not with voters as a whole, but she's very popular with black women. And so they wanted to move the primary up to South Carolina. They wanted to cheat. They wanted to skip out on Iowa, New Hampshire. New Hampshire says, we're not allowing you to do that. As a matter of fact, we're going to move our primary up. Now, this disaster in the White House is in danger of not having his name or getting his name on the ballot in time. In New Hampshire, I love it. Top Democrats are scrambling for ways to avoid a catastrophe in New Hampshire in which Joe Biden may not appear on the primary ballot, ceding the first unofficial contest of 2024 to a fringe candidate. Oh, man. And I know the Trump administration knew this. They had to have known this. And obviously, I think Trump wants to get in good with New Hampshire. He performed there well last time. So I think all this played a part, but it's just fascinating, fascinating to me. All right, let me do this real quick because I do have so much that I want to cover. But some of you have been waiting so patiently. I want to make sure that I get to you. Let's go to Neil. Neil is in Prescott, Arizona. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You've got the mic.
Howdy. Formerly in San Fernando Valley, L.A., at a gun shop, I dealt with ladies that were rich, poor, the ladies that cleaned, the wealthy, that had bodyguards. Oh, Feinstein had two guns. Oh, the whole idea is that I had women that had been murdered and raped. It was interesting to find out that the left, of course, tell women, don't shoot the rapist. We'll get you the abortion later, but we're not going to execute the murder of you and your unborn baby. So that's a fact. Yeah. But the whole idea is Jesus carried a staff, didn't he? And somebody had a sword in his group. So the whole idea of self-defense, the first gun laws in the United States were to stop blacks, especially women, from defending themselves with guns.
Yep.
The whole idea is that God said we're all equal. Yeah, man, we have to be equal stuff. To stop the bad guys.
Good stuff, Neil. Listen, I really appreciate that. I appreciate how you brought that biblical context in as well. You know, that was a point that I meant to make with Jay Morant, too. This is why I would prefer that. Obviously, it's not going to happen that way. You're dealing with a bunch of lefties in the NBA. But could you imagine the impact that they would have if they would say, you know what, you need to go to an NRA meeting. You need to learn about gun safety, so on, et cetera. And maybe that would be something that he would talk about. He wasn't doing anything illegal, but obviously he must have violated his contract, or at least the NBA doesn't approve of it. But I do think of black codes. It frustrates me whenever I hear blacks talk about disarming people. And yet at the same time, you got Cori Bush demanding reparations. I'm like, how dumb can you be? Like, really, how dumb can you be? Apparently, when it comes to Cori Bush, very dumb. All right, let's go. Joe is in Pleasanton, California. Joe, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You got the mic.
Hi, Carl. You know, when you say participate, I would just encourage your listeners to start a TPUSA faith chapter in their church. And that's what we've done in our church, to talk about election integrity and to go to rallies and to speak up at events. There was recently in one of our junior colleges, one of those, what do you call it, transgender reading to kids.
Sure.
So we had a little bit of a rally in front of that before they started. So, you know, I encourage your listeners to start a TPUSA faith chapter in their church. But my question to you is Kamala Harris.
Yep.
And I remember when Dr. Jill was so adamant saying, oh, no, Joe shouldn't run again. You know, we don't want him to run. And all of a sudden they did a 360.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden Joe's running. My question to you is Kamala is so unpopular. I'm thinking if Joe Biden does get reelected, heaven forbid, he would just step down and let Kamala become the president. I could see that happening. I just want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, and listen, Joe, I appreciate the call. You're absolutely right. Actually, I talked about this specifically on my podcast and four ways that he could do it, actually. So if you go to thecarljacksonshow.com or subscribe to my podcast, wherever you go to get your podcast, you can find out about that. As a matter of fact, I'm in for Officer Tatum tomorrow evening, so I will talk about it there. There's four ways in which that could happen. There's four scenarios that could play out legally where that could happen. So I will go through those tomorrow when I'm in for the officer, Officer Tatum. A good call. Brent. Brent is in Los Angeles. Brent, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You got the mic.
God bless you, Carl. I'm bewildered by how the obvious, overt, and outrageously racist promoter of Maoist slavery, Joker Joe Biden, can go to an American black university and not get his bigoted butt handed to him. This satanic socialist said, without the slightest shame, that you will somehow subvert your melanin should you ever choose freedom and reject today's Democrat slave masters, simply rebranded and transitioned into Democrat socialist slavers. And Democrats demand Americans surrender their minds, their morals, their manhood, and womanhood for the horrific honor of being called a Democrat. And Biden and his Maoist band of bigots demand, in order to be their kind of American, it is necessary to be the black face of Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, or Xi to be authentically black.
All right. And that was a great, great way to put it, Brent. We're out of time. Thank you for the call. Great way to end that. We'll be back. All right. Welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. The number to call in, 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Dennis Prager. Okay, so I've got a lot to get to in a short amount of time. Make sure you call into or tune into the Salem News Channel as well. I promise you, Sister Mary Grace, we'll be getting to you next. Kevin in Upland and Eric in San Jose, I see you out there. I'll get to you as quickly as I can here. But I do want to talk about birthright citizenship. I also want to talk about the real threats to democracy, if you will. And I know that we live in a democratic republic, but I'm going to use the Democrats' words, although I hate doing that. But I will, because the biggest threat to democracy isn't white supremacy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you cases where there are black men that have been literally assassinating, if you will, white, simply because they were white. As a matter of fact, I'll shortly tell you about a story, a handyman that was killed for working while white. Talk to you about that shortly. All right, so here's the birthright citizenship thing, and I think it's very important that I get to this. I wanted to get to it in the second hour, but I have a big mouth. But I think this is very important because this stuff has to end. And I gave you plenty of ways in which we could end this border crisis, and I think it is crucial. I don't think that we can't sustain what's happening on the border. All right, it's absolutely insane. So birthright citizenship is one way to stop what's happening on the border immediately. There is another thing that's happening as well. Let me pull this up here. And it has to do with the parole situation of illegal immigrants coming into the country. Who has parole authority? Every illegal immigrant is supposed to basically the authority was given over to the Department of Homeland Security, where on a case by case basis, they could look at illegal immigrants that have come into the country, look at their, you know, whatever personal record, whatever atrocities they may or may not have experienced, and make a decision as to whether or not they could stay in the country temporarily and work temporarily based upon this parole authority. And one of the things that the Biden administration has done, and literally they're just disobeying the law. They're using this at the Department of Homeland Security to make sure that they can allow, whether we like it or not, 30,000 illegal immigrants into the country. That's on top of the open borders that can just stay. And all they have to do is renew their work permits every couple of years. So that's one issue. Another issue, and I think a bigger issue is, so that's one thing that we can do here and Republicans need to do. And as a matter of fact, they have come out credit to Kevin McCarthy. He's been doing some good work on this, but they have come out with H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act, to address this crisis, because right now the Department of Homeland Security is literally paroling 30,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans every month per month. And I mean, it's absolutely insane. And these are the people that likely will not go back. It's going to be very difficult. So that's one way we can handle that legislatively. But birthright citizenship is very important to deal with. Critics will claim that anyone born in the United States is automatically a U.S. citizen. Essentially, in my opinion, piggybacking off of the suffrage of slaves, even if their parents are here illegally. Another thing critics will not talk about, I should say, is its original meaning, which refers to the political allegiance of an individual and the jurisdiction that a foreign government has over that individual. I did, honestly, a buttload of reading on this, several heritage columns and even some liberal ones. Birthright citizenship has been implemented by executive fiat, not because it is required by federal law or the Constitution. So let's take on these points. Again, the number one issue critics claim is that anyone that comes into the United States, even illegally, if their child is born on United States soil, they are an American citizen. And, you know, they believe that that's the right that they have. But that isn't what the 14th Amendment says. And according to Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation, it also ignores the text and the legislative history of the 14th Amendment, which was ratified, by the way, in 1868. And it was ratified to extend citizenship to freed slaves and their children. That's what it was for. The 14th Amendment doesn't say that all persons born in the U.S. are citizens. It doesn't say that. It says all persons born or naturalized in the United States. And this is the part that the left wants you to be confused on. And the immigration attorneys make their money off of people that don't know the law. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. So that second critical conditional phrase is the one that's often conveniently ignored or conveniently misinterpreted, in my opinion, by proponents of birthright citizenship. So critics wrongly argue that anyone present in the United States has subjected himself to the, quote, jurisdiction of the United States, close quote, which would extend citizenship to children, tourists, diplomats, on, et cetera. But here's what subject to the jurisdiction really means. It actually refers to the political allegiance of an individual and the jurisdiction that a foreign government has over that individual, not our government, the jurisdiction that a foreign government has over that individual. So the fact that a tourist or an illegal alien is subject to our laws and our courts, if they violate our laws, doesn't place them within that political jurisdiction of the U.S. The amendment's language was derived from the 1866 Civil Rights Act, which, again, as I mentioned, all persons that said all persons born in the United States and not subject to any foreign power would be considered citizens. Senator Lyman Trumbull, he's a key figure in the adoption of the 14th Amendment, said that subject to the jurisdiction, close quote, of the U.S. included not owing allegiance to any other country. John Eastman, the former dean of Chapman School of Law, said the distinction between partial territorial jurisdiction, which subjects all who are present within the territory of a sovereign to the jurisdiction of that sovereign's laws, and complete political jurisdiction, which requires allegiance to the sovereign as well. It's kind of difficult to understand. Let me take you to a couple of cases. There's a case, in the famous Slaughterhouse case of 1872, the Supreme Court stated that this qualifying phrase was intended to, listen to me, to exclude, not include, children of ministers, consuls, and citizens or subjects of foreign states born within the United States. This was confirmed in another case, Elk versus Wilkins, in 1884, when citizenship was denied to an American Indian. So even for Indians and their children, they didn't become citizens until the Indian Citizenship Act of 1924. The case that liberals will use most because it's so broad is U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark, the case in 1998 where some Chinese citizens had their son, but they were permanent legal immigrants. They were not illegal immigrants. These people just purposely misinterpret the 14th Amendment. We'll be back with more on the other side. I'm Carl Jackson, in for Prager. Welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for Dennis Prager. Please subscribe to my podcast wherever you go to get your podcast. The Carl Jackson Show is what you can look up. Also, follow me on social media, all things social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, True Social, and Gitter, The Carl Jackson Show. We would very much so appreciate you searching for us, looking for us, if you will, and following us. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Carl Jackson Show on YouTube, also on Rumble, if you prefer the free speech platform. So Joe Biden and Sister Mary Grace, I'll be coming to you next. So Joe Biden came out. He was at, was it Morehouse? Or do you recall the university that he gave a commencement address and basically said it was one of the HBCUs? Howard, thank you, Sean McConnell. All right, Howard University. He gave this speech, and basically one of the things that he said, and obviously it went viral, is that white supremacy is one of the biggest threats, or the biggest domestic threat in the United States of America, or the biggest threat to democracy in the United States of America. White nationalism is, or white supremacy is. I'm sorry. The guy's just a liar. He's a despicable human being. This was a guy that his homeboys on the Senate, when he first entered the Senate, were literally the most racist people on the Senate. And the guy has said so many racist things over several decades since he's been in politics. It's absolutely unbelievable to me that he gets to get away with this stuff. But I do want to clear something up. It isn't white supremacy that's a threat. Actually, I'm not even sure that people can mention anybody. They can talk about the Charlottesville lie where this guy James Alex Fields, who was a white supremacist, ran over a young lady by the name, I think it was Heather Hyatt or something. Something like that. I forget her name off the bat, but ran her over and killed her. She was a white demonstrator, a liberal demonstrator. They tried to blame Trump for this nonsense. He was talking about the people that were there that supported the statues coming down or Confederate statues coming down, and other people that said, no, we need to reserve our history. He was talking about those people being good people on both sides. He wasn't talking about any white nationalists. As a matter of fact, he condemned white nationalists that may have been there, but no one speaks of that. But thank you, Heather Heyer. Thank you, Mr. McConnell. Heather Heyer. So she was run over in Charlottesville by a white nationalist. But let me talk to you about a real threat that nobody wants to talk about. And that is how the left is weaponizing black men and black people, sadly, as useful idiots for their cause, causing more chaos and violence. This is what the left does. BLM, Antifa, this is what they want to do. There's a man, hat tip. This is from WWLTV.com. They're in Louisiana. I believe this is from a local station there. But a handy man was killed for working while black. Guys, let me tell you something. It's never been a safer time in American history to be a law-abiding black person. And I believe that the conservative movement needs to stop kissing booty. I'll be frank with you. I'm not convinced. I want to just say, let's just be real. Look at what Trump did. Look at what Trump did. He funded HBCUs so they wouldn't have to beg for money from Congress for 10 years, for 10 years straight. All right? Opportunity zones so that people could go in, created these opportunity zones so that people could go into poor, impoverished urban neighborhoods, basically get a tax write off for going in to help help these communities thrive. Excuse me. Nothing. Police reform. I think police reform, to my opinion, I was a lonely man on that. I think that was a bad idea. All right. But his intentions. I understand what his intentions were. People were concerned about policing. I think that's bitten us in the butt. I just think that's a bad idea for Republicans. But nonetheless, Trump's intentions were good. All of that for naught. The black community as a whole, obviously there's more black conservatives. Thank you to people that have been fighting the good fight, black conservatives that have been fighting the good fight for some time. But for the most part, you are not going to win the black vote. You're not going to win the black community over politically. I think that fight belongs in the church. I believe that fight belongs with individuals. I don't think that you can win blacks over politically. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that because I've done it. So I shouldn't say that. I don't think that should be the tactic in mass. I think the real issue is we need to go back to the heart of God, to the heart of Jesus. A black community largely are religious people. And I think that's where we need to make our arguments, largely. And then, frankly, when it comes to people like Cori Bush that want reparations, I think we just need to say, screw you. We're not taking you seriously. And I mean that. I think we need to stop taking these people seriously. I don't think it helps at all. We'll be back. All right, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. Let me clarify what I was trying to say. I don't think that you can pander to the black vote politically. I just don't believe that and win. I really do believe that you have to appeal to what I do believe is a deep religious heritage that exists within the black community. And I think you have to appeal to honor, and I think you have to appeal to integrity. And I think you have to, whenever it comes to these race hustlers, I think they need to be challenged. I don't think you take them seriously. Now, that isn't to say that we don't address them, but that is to say that, hey, don't be afraid to say, no, you know what? You're a joke. No, America isn't systemically racist. How did you get to this point? We cannot be afraid to take these people on. But then to appeal to the black community, I don't think we can go every election cycle and say, hey, we want to turn things around. We want you to vote. We want you to vote for us. No, you know what I want you to do? I want you to do what God has called you to do. And I do believe that if you teach people about God, Constitution, and quite frankly, finances, I think they start to I think that changes people. Just let people know that you're here for them, but you're not going to buy into their lies. I'm not buying into reparations. It's stupid. You weren't a slave. There's no slave owners around. I'm sorry, Cori Bush, you're stupid. I'm not going for that. I'm not playing that game with you. A white nationalist? No, I'm sorry. We got an FBI that needs to be completely dismantled. We've got this. I don't know if you guys heard the latest COVID news. I did a review on my podcast of all the 10 myths told by COVID experts that have totally been debunked. No one even talks about this stuff anymore. And now they've got this latest that ventilators could have killed COVID patients. I'll try to get into that before we go anywhere. But just real quick. White supremacy is what we need to worry about. That's why the left always brings up J6, or they'll bring up the Charlottesville lie, because they have to make stuff up. But we can go to real actual evidence. Remember the black man that assassinated white police officers in Dallas that were sitting there literally protecting and ushering people around at a Black Lives Matter protest at the time? What about this guy, Frank James, who ended up wounding 10 commuters on the New York City subway train? What about the guy in Waukesha that literally ran over people? I think he killed about 6 people, injured over 60 more. Wait, what about him? Did we forget about him? I mean, you have black people that are literally taking out their rage on whites because you have a Democrat party that frankly has weaponized useful idiots. Oh, by the way, where's the manifesto from that Covenant school shooter, the trans chick, the female pretending to be a guy? These people are weaponizing and taking advantage of people that are seriously either mentally distraught or just in some cases evil. No, white supremacy is not a threat. They can't name them. They say this stuff and they expect us to believe it. And it's sad and it's insulting because they know, sadly, many of their voters are dumb enough to believe it. Quintez Brown, Kentucky authorities say that DeRoy Murdoch wrote about this brilliantly. Quintez Brown shot at and grazed the sweater of a Democrat mayoral candidate, Craig Greenberg, last year. He was a Black Lives Matter activist. You have the terrorists in Washington, D.C. that literally went through a barrier. I mean, these are black terrorists, domestic terrorists inside of the United States. So let's just tell the truth about this stuff. These are the biggest threats, not white supremacy. And we need to say that. I don't care what name you call me. I'm not going to sit here and let people be called white supremacists when I know that isn't true, especially as Christians. For God's sakes, we should be able to go to a Christian church. We should be able to be around people that say they believe in God. And we should say, no, man, that ain't right. That isn't right. You don't defeat racism with racism. You don't do that. That's evil. That's wrong. That's the message that we should be sharing. I don't think you win the black community in the political realm. I think you win the black community in the Christ realm. I think we need to challenge people on their beliefs. When Hakeem Jeffries says, no, we want to turn down this debt ceiling negotiation with Republicans because we don't want welfare reform. We don't want work requirements. Well, Hakeem Jeffries, if you're a man of faith or blacks or people of faith, why won't you go to them that says, the Bible says, if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat? Are you right or is God right? I'm telling you, we need to start challenging people on their faith. We have the moral authority. The left just has moral bandwagons. That's all they have. Let's go to Sister Mary Grace in Brooklyn, Ohio. Sister, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. You got the mic. Hey, go right ahead, sister. All right, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. All right, so let me just say this real quick. All right, 10 myths, just to remind you. Natural immunity, the CDC. The CDC needs to go bye-bye. All these duplicate agencies, in my opinion, NIH, FDA, find out who's needed and who's not. If Trump gets in, I want to see amputations. If it's DeSantis, I want to see amputations of the bureaucratic state. I don't want to play around. I don't want reform. I don't want, like Lindsey Graham said, for the FBI or the DOJ to apologize. That isn't enough. All right, Sister Mary Grace, please go right ahead.
Blessing. I want everybody to know God the Creator, He's got this in hand. You must seek the Lord always with everything that's in you. But I'm telling you truth. Greg Abbott is part of the World Health Forum. God help you. They're playing ping pong across, you know, just letting all these immigrants in. And that's the point. You must ask God what you need to do next. I love you guys. I love everybody that's listening. In Jesus' name, I'm telling you, hallelujah. Right.
Thank you, Sister Mary. I appreciate that. I appreciate your passion. Listen, we'll be back. The FBI and the latest COVID killer. Turns out ventilators, perhaps more dangerous than COVID. We'll be back. Insane. Okay, welcome back to the Dennis Prager Show. Guys, just real quickly, the greatest threat isn't white supremacy. The greatest threat is the deep state, in my opinion, what the FBI is doing, what we found out. I know the left wants to pretend like this isn't a big issue. And, John Durham, you know, he really didn't bring anything to the table. Yes, he did. He did enough to expose the fact that we have a totally corrupt DOJ. And that should be enough for us to fight. But let me also, I want you guys to remember COVID. They lied to us about natural immunity. This is all the stuff that's been debunked. They lied to us about masks being able to prevent COVID transmission. They lied to us telling us that school closures would reduce COVID transmission and destroy kids that stayed out of school forever. They lied to us. Myocarditis from the vaccine is less common from the infection. They lied to us when it came to young people benefiting from a vaccine booster. They lied to us about vaccine mandates increasing vaccination rates. Didn't happen. They lied to us about the origins of COVID. You heard Marco Rubio talking about that today. They lied to us in saying it was important to get the second vaccine dose 3 or 4 weeks after the first dose. A vaccine 3 or 4 weeks after the first dose. That's a shot, guys. That's not a vaccine. They lied to us about the data on bivalent vaccine when they just tested 8 mice. They lied to us about 1 in 5 people getting long COVID. People were actually getting long COVID, we find out later, because they were wearing their freaking mask too much. And now we find out that ventilators caused a lot of damage and may have killed a significant amount of COVID patients because they got secondary bacterial infections in their lungs for wearing ventilators too long. I mean, this stuff is never, never ending. It's never ending. I want to only have a minute here, but just consider the dirty, rotten FBI. The government had no evidence when it came to the Trump-Russia collusion narrative, but they persisted anyway. Sadly, there's going to be no new charges for people. Even U.S. foreign allies refused to aid in the effort. The United Kingdom intelligence service officials were unwilling to aid in the investigation, contending that it was devoid of predicating evidence. Obama knew about this. Joe Biden knew about this. They knew that Hillary Clinton had set this up. It was a lie all along, and they let it happen. They let the country virtually be destroyed based upon a fake Russia collusion hoax. Now, the left can say all day long, nothing to see here. I'm sorry. There is something to see here. If we don't have law and order, then we have chaos and we have confusion. The FBI needs to go bye-bye. I need to do a bumper sticker, Sean. The FBI needs to go bye-bye. Don't settle for anything less from any Republican candidate. Until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.